Welcome to another episode of Mini Fellowship in Movement Disorders, where we take most challenging concepts in movement disorders and simplify them into easy-to-follow explanations. I'm your host, Danish Bahati, a movement disorder neurologist who loves to teach physicians online, especially in the developing countries. So this is the next episode in our series of episodes related to our ongoing movement disorder course for residents. In the first module on tremors and essential tremors, and they have submitted some questions in the exit tickets after live session, and I'm taking those on. So in today's episode, I will talk about a couple of questions related, picked up by Dr. Navia Joseph, our resident, or a chief resident, and an excellent neurologist, have asked some two really complicated and advanced questions, more at a level of our movement disorder fellows, as was expected. So let me see if I can tackle both of them. So the first one is, I would need clarification on distinguishing physiological tremors from essential tremors. So it is a little complicated because both physiological tremors and essential tremor are distal hand tremors. They're present in both hands and they are seen often in fingers, just like essential tremor. However, essential tremor can be seen at wrist and can be seen at elbow, can be seen proximally, can be seen in head and jaw or chin, can be seen in legs. And then it becomes more easier to tell, okay, this is not physiological tremor. But it's hard when you have someone with essential tremor early on, mild enough to have just a distal finger involvement, then it becomes really close to what you would see with enhanced physiological tremors. Now, enhanced physiological tremors are considered a natural phenomena or mild aggravation of a natural inherent tremor that everybody has. So if someone has too much coffee and have not had enough sleep, or they have hypoglycemia because of not eating for 2 days, then they have this tremulousness in their hand when they're holding a cup or a table or something and it starts shaking very mildly. Or if they just raise their hand in front of them and then their fingers are slightly shaking, which are called enhanced physiological tremor. So few points to look for to distinguish enhanced physiological tremor from essential tremor would be, number one, the enhanced physiological tremor are much faster in speed than essential tremor. Essential tremors are typically about 5 to 8 hertz, 5 to 7 hertz of frequency, so it's mild to moderate speed. A little faster than Parkinson tremor, but definitely slower than enhanced physiological tremors, which are typically around 8 to 10 hertz or somewhat faster, which is a natural cycle of the motor control or motor physiology that we can discuss later on. The other distinguishing feature often is that enhanced physiological tremors are often slightly jerky or irregular, while the essential tremors are very regular and smooth and typically does not have any jerky component to it. The other important feature to distinguish between the two, one will be to pay close attention to mild, simple actions such as opening and closing their fingers or hand, lifting up and down the hand at the wrist, and see what is happening to those tremors. An essential tremor persists or gets worse during action, while an enhanced physiological tremor typically is only postural and goes away with action and goes away with rest. So a tremor that disappears or attenuates, improves significantly with mild, simple action movements, then you can call it more of an enhanced physiological tremor, especially if it's fast and jerky. And an essential tremor is more likely to be present if it persists during simple actions. You have to do it carefully, slowly. A mild essential tremor may also appear to disappear in fast actions. And that's, again, stretching of the wave of the tremor, and we can talk about it later on in physiology discussions. But bottom line is that if to be sure, do it slow. The second question that Dr. Joseph raised that I would also like to briefly address will be when to refer essential tremor patients for botulinum toxin injections such as Botox. Now, the first thing to know is that essential tremor is not an FDA-approved indication for botulinum toxin injections, whether it be Botox or Xeomin or any other products like Dysport or Myoblock. This is an off-label indication that sometimes are used or tried by experts to try to improve tremor. Now, there have been few trials in trying to address this question, and most of those trials failed to show any benefit. So based on early studies, essential tremor does not seem to be very responsive to botulinum toxin injection. There was no significant difference, or there were severe side effects such as weakness from the botulinum toxin injections. However, there are two things I would like to share with you. One is that there have been ongoing work by Dr. Jog Mandar, I think is his first name, M-A-N-D-E-R-J-O-G, Jog, Mandar Jog, who has this wonderful work in computerized sensor-based assessment and planning for injection for botulinum toxin, you know, usually upper limb. So I guess the theory is that if you select the right muscle and right dose for botulinum toxin use, you could control essential tremor. But the reason it has been failing is that it's very complicated to figure out which muscle to inject and how much to inject. And I do agree with that in my personal opinion, as an expert opinion. So what Dr. Jog has shown in the last paper that was recently published, that if you use sensors, wearable sensors on the arm, and have a computer analyze the arm movement, and then come up with an injection muscle selection, and then you select doses that you want to inject those muscles, then you can show benefit in essential tremor significantly, more than 50% improvement. And he published that work, I think 2 years ago, and showed that benefit. And I can search for that paper and share with you if you're interested, Dr. Joseph. The second thing I want to say about this is that my personal expert opinion have been that there are certain types of tremor that are more easily treatable than other tremors. So more simple the tremor, more minimal the number of muscles involved, more obvious the tremor, the more easy it is to treat. And more complex the tremor, more muscles involved, the more harder it is to treat. So the few patients I tried on tremors in their hand, whether it be dystonic tremor or essential tremor or Parkinson tremor, I have failed with finger tremors and even not great success with wrist extension flexion tremor. But the one tremor I am often very successful with is the elbow extension flexion tremor, because it's few muscles. It's biceps and brachialis, brachioradialis and triceps, four muscles. You figure out which one you want to inject, how much, and then typically that is very effective. The other reason I believe that it's very successful is because elbow tremor is very bothersome to the patient, because it's usually large amplitude, because it's, you know, at elbow and fingers are moving too much. It is often present with the elbow closed. So as if you're trying to eat something with the fork or spoon in your mouth, the elbow is fully flexed, and that's where the tremor is really bothersome, and it becomes large amplitude because of the mechanical magnification of the lever effect from the elbow all the way to the mouth. And if you calm it down even 50% by simply injecting those two, four muscles, then you get a much bigger relief for the patients who are bothered by this kind of tremor. But it's very important to see it clearly, to diagnose its present, to explain to the patient what expectation patients should have, what you are trying to make better and what will not get better, because patient may have a mix of a tremor, both at elbow and wrist and fingers. And if unless you tell them exactly what to look for benefit, they would not know, and they would be looking for all tremors and may not be happy. But again, you know, these are just my expert opinion, few case patient personal examples, not trials. And based on clinical trials so far, except for Dr. Jog's work, the essential tremor does not seem to be successfully treatable with botulinum toxin injections in general. To learn more about the mini fellowship, visit our website for University of Nebraska Medical Center, Department of Neurological Sciences, where you can be part of the community and ask us questions. You can write to me on mdclinicforyou@gmail.com. It's mdclinic4u@gmail.com. And follow me on YouTube for longer discussions by searching for Danish Bahati, D-A-N-I-S-H, space B-H-A-T-T-I. You can also find me on Twitter @DanishBahati_MD and on LinkedIn.